Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's campaign legal effort to overturn the results of Nevada's presidential election will be decided Friday after Carson City District Court Judge James Russell said he wanted more time to review the evidence. Attorneys for the Trump campaign and defendants, which are basically the electors to cast the state's six electoral votes, to prepare for a proposed order by 10 a.m. Pacific on Friday. He said he wanted to give both sides enough time to potentially appeal to the Nevada Supreme Court. Evidence of voter fraud emerges in Georgia. Security video from State Farm Arena shows poll supervisors telling all observers to leave as counting was stopped for the night on election night. When the room was clear, four poll workers are seen pulling numerous suitcases from under tables stuffed with ballots. They then began counting the ballots without any supervisors or observers present. Georgia's governor now wants a signature audit of Georgia ballots. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, the Illinois teenager charged with fatally shooting two people during a summer protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin, is to stand trial following a court's denial Thursday of a motion to dismiss the charges against him. Rittenhouse's legal team had filed motions to dismiss the charge of possession of a deadly weapon by a minor and one of two charges of reckless endangerment. Kenosha County Court Commissioner Laura Keating ruled that both charges will stand. Partisan politics plague much-needed stimulus funding. USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the relief bill should address the pandemic, but instead he says Democrats are focusing on cats and cannabis.
They're going to outlaw big tigers, and then they're going to legalize cannabis. They're picking weed over the workers. They're picking marijuana over helping the much-needed money we need to go forward.
McCarthy speaking during his weekly press conference on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The American Red Cross is asking for your donation of blood, especially if you've recovered from COVID-19.
If you've tested positive for COVID-19 and recovered, the American Red Cross wants you to donate plasma. The plasma is being given to COVID-19 patients as a possible treatment. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar making that plea during an Operation Warp Speed briefing.
If you're within 3 months since recovery from COVID-19, we need you to donate plasma. Over a 250,000 courses of convalescent plasma have been used on your fellow Americans to help prevent severe consequences from COVID-19. We unfortunately have so many individuals who have gotten COVID-19 and have recovered now, fortunately, but we need donations. Please contact your local American Red Cross, your local American Blood Bank, or go to coronavirus.gov for more information about how you can volunteer to be a donor and give the gift of life.
Astronomers have taken a step towards understanding how the moon might have formed out of a giant collision between the early Earth Earth and another massive object 4.5 billion years ago. Scientists led by United Kingdom's Durham University ran supercomputer simulations on the Dirac High Performance Computing Facility to send a Mars-sized planet called Theia crashing into early Earth. The moon is thought to have formed in a collision between early Earth and Theia, which scientists believe might have been an ancient planet in our solar system, about the size of Mars. The simulations developed an orbiting body that could have evolved into a moon-like object. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us now. Best-selling author of 25 books since 2004, six on the New York Times bestseller list, two on the number one New York Times bestseller list, founder and CEO of CorsiNation.com. Jerome, how have you been?
I've been great, Bill. Good to talk to you again. I'm real pleased to be on your show again.
Well, as always, we appreciate you coming on to talk the whole truth and nothing but. So much going on right now, especially as it relates to voter fraud. Hard to deny, but the establishment media and all the acolytes and those that want to refer as Joe Biden as president-elect are all in denying these obvious indications of voter fraud and ballot stuffing. What say you?
Well, I think Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell are doing a really brilliant job of getting this evidence in front of the American people. I mean, when you listen to these witnesses, one after the other, they're very convincing because they're telling the truth, and you can see they're telling the truth. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, the old country western song, "Who do you want to believe, me or your lying eyes?" You know, I don't think our eyes are lying. We see what we see.
Exactly.
And this is the best proof of fraud you could get is to have these people come out and just tell you what happened. And these stories are horrendous. The, you know, piles of ballots showing up and nobody to complain to about them and having GOP challengers shouted out and screamed at with obscenities thrown out of the room. I mean, this is not the way an election is conducted in the United States of America. And I think American people seeing this are outraged. I am.
Well, it was systemic. I mean, from the get-go, you know, the Democrats made an early move, and shame on the Republicans not to see this. I mean, it's almost like what happened in California in the midterms the last time around, Jerome, is that in the dark of night, Newsom authorized ballot harvesting in California. And we had a lot of seats, House seats, turned, from red to blue overnight. I mean, that's unheard of, short of some sort of, crazy stuff going on in the government, but to flip that many seats in a midterm, you had to know it was suspicious. And of course, you find out that the Republicans were asleep at the wheel, allowed the Democrats to ballot harvest, and they ballot harvest like crazy, and they were able to turn these seats around. Now this time around, the Republicans finally caught on to the game, and they fought back. And look how many seats got turned back from blue to red.
Well, and what you're seeing here is obvious. I mean, the Democrats have been telegraphing that they're going to do this. They've been talking about voter fraud. They've, as you say, in California, they tested it out. You know, they had the great computer system with Obama micro-targeted everybody, but and they could actually go out and find individuals to bring them to on iPads to bring them to vote. It was a very efficient system. Mm-hmm. It didn't work in 2016, so I guess they decided they didn't need a candidate and they didn't need voters. They were just going to make it all up.
Yeah, they need a machine. If they could get the hardware and the software, they're in.
Well, and it's obvious how they did it. They miscalculated and they got caught because middle of the night they had to stop the counting and come in with these truckfuls of ballots in order, and it was obvious to everybody. But the whole idea of mail-in balloting from the beginning was fraudulent.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill, I don't think it's really the GOP and. Many ways is not Trump's base. Trump's base is not the GOP.
Mm-hmm.
I'm arguing that Trump's base is the middle America. It's the people who love the United States and the Constitution and believe in God and want traditional values. And, you know, this is the core of America, what Rush Limbaugh calls the flyover country, because you've got New York and the West Coast, and those are the two loony areas of the country as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, the point is, the Democratic Party, we've got a realignment. There are certain elections are realignment of voters. And this one is that the Democrats are now the Marxists. They're clearly a socialist Marxist party.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they're going to throw out the moderates. And and the GOP is an establishment party. I mean, I think the GOP would be just as happy if Trump left, because they could get back to making money with the Democrats and selling out the public interest for personal gain. Mm-hmm. They get that game down very nicely with all the lobbyists and, you know, the bloated multinational corporation budgets and the globalist thinking that dominates the GOP, the Davos community.
Right, exactly. That,
so I think, you know, basically the American people are, the Democrats who are moderate are coming over and voting for Trump. And you're seeing the minorities vote for Trump because Trump is not exploiting them. You know, this whole idea of racism, which is just another scheme, you know, give me your wallet and I'll keep most of it myself, and then we'll have these blacks, so they'll be our victims, we'll give them something, but won't give them very much. It's all a scheme for the elite to con everybody. And I think finally, one of the great benefits of 2020 is we see out in the streets who these people really are. And, you know, they're out there with their demonic, you know, screaming and screeching and burning and looting, and they're in your face and they won't let you talk, and they cheat on elections. Americans are saying, we don't want this. If this is a Democratic Party, we don't need it. You know, and I think finally, I wrote this ebook on my website, which is that Trump wins, and I'm 100% confident Trump is going to win. 100% confident, and I think he saw it last night in that speech he gave in the White House. The end game will be in the court. End game will be in the courts, and Trump has a rock solid arguments when it comes to this in the courts, and he will win.
Is this a case where, you know, you finally get to the end of the lies? You just, the lie finally exposes itself, and that's the lie that breaks the camel's back, so to speak. Are we at that point of climax in our political process? Because the Democrats have been lying for decades now. I mean, even anecdotally, you've got stories where Joe Biden had slipped up and said, you know, I say it's a slip, a gaffe, maybe it wasn't, but he was very honest in saying that he had constructed the most effective voter fraud organization ever. I mean, he said this back in September before the election. And here we are, we're seeing this play out, and you're going, where is the disconnect from the mainstream media, the establishment media, and even our political system to not be in an uproar about all this that's taken place?
Well, I think you've got a good point. I mean, this is kind of a great awakening is what, you know, everybody has been calling it. It is, because we have an opportunity to see what have we done. We've let our country get to this.
Yes.
You know, we've abandoned God. We haven't put back we aren't teaching our children American values. We have this weird lifestyle that the left wants to push on everyone, and homeless in the streets and drugs for everybody. And it's not the way people want to live. And finally, the left has been, yes, the left has, communists have wanted to take over the Democratic Party since the 1950s. as their method of taking over America. And finally, great advantage of Donald Trump is he drove the left insane, and they made their move now. I think they made their move too early. They should have waited until people of my generation were dead and long gone. I mean,
right?
Because I understand the American values. I was raised by a family. My mother and father went through World War II.
Right.
Jerome, let's pause for now because we got to go to break, and we'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Dr. Jerome Corsi after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Anybody here looking for revival? minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. And our conversation with Dr. Jerome Corsi continues. Jerome, as you were recalling, your life, similar to mine, my parents, hardworking, World War II veteran, father is a medic in the Battle of the Bulge with Patton, raised nine kids, raised on, you know, love of God and country and family, you know, these hardy American values that have, you know, blended this incredible resource of immigrants into this country. I mean, what a beautiful melting pot of, you know, potential and human experience that America has become.
Well, there's nothing like it in the history of the world, these kinds of freedoms. And it was crafted by our founding fathers. The Constitution will pull us through here again.
Yes.
And it has safeguards built into it, which I lay out in this book, Trump Wins, this e-book on CorsiNation.com. And I really urge people to read it. It came on me. I had to write this book. Thanksgiving, I started, wrote it 4 days. It was not, I couldn't get up on the typewriter. It was so... there's no typewriters anymore. The keyboard
processor, yes,
laptop.
Exactly.
But you know, this is the America I love. It's America with all people should want to live in. And these people hate America. Now the left is hating America. They want to send John Kerry back to the Middle East to get Iran refunded. Well, Iran will build a nuclear weapon. We'll be on the verge again of a nuclear war in the Middle East or globally in 2022. Is this what people want? More taxes? Look, there is no possible way this 70 million people plus voted for Biden. It didn't happen.
Yes.
And this is wrong. I mean, you're seeing with regards to mainstream media denying everything. And I think Donald Trump's second term, he just needs to cancel the broadcasting license for NBC and MSNBC and CBS, the whole bunch of them. They're not broadcasting news anymore.
No.
This is not news.
Right.
And they have a license. And by the way, the press corps, throw the press corps out of the White House. These are not press. These are people who are little sycophantic. They want to catch you with gotcha games. They don't listen to you. They're leftists. Throw them out. They're not news. They should have protection under the First Amendment if they're news, not these special privileges to broadcast their communism and their lies to us 24 hours a day. And turning them off is not good enough. They should be, you know, this is one case where they don't have the license to broadcast if they're going to, as a news organization, if they're not going to deliver news.
Well, more and more people have already made that decision. Everyday reasonable patriots, Jerome, have just turned them off. They're just not listening. They're not listening to them. They have lost all credibility. You know, here they are missing this huge headline. I wrote this commentary a couple of weeks back that when have you ever known in the history of journalism where journalists would ignore probably one of the biggest headlines of the millennium, that we had this massive voter fraud take place, that Joe Biden somehow garnered 80 million votes from his bunker in his home, hardly went out, hardly spoke with the press, but yet he garnered more votes than Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. How would that be possible? But yet the establishment media has ignored the big headline. They're not chasing it down. I mean, there's, you know, what happened? What happened to the Bernsteins of the world that went after you know, headlines like this to reveal the truth and to make sure that they were providing a service to the American people?
Well, even the Bernsteins were going after a Republican president. He was happy to do that.
Right.
Kenneth Press was happy to have him do that. I mean, you talk about the Battle of the Bulge. I wrote a book on the Battle of Bastogne and the Battle of the Bulge called No Greater Value, it was called.
Right.
And you have journalists of that day embedded in the army, reporting from Bastogne when it was under siege. And I went back and read in the New York Times and the Washington Post, all the newspapers of the day. I mean, these were brave journalists, and they were reporting the truth.
Yes.
And, you know, the first reports of General McAuliffe and Bastogne telling nuts to the Germans when they wanted him to surrender, which was an electrifying response to the Germans, went all across the world that they'd said that. It was on the inside page of the New York Times when it was first done, because the reporter didn't even realize the significance of it, but he was there. Mm. And that's the, you know, we've lost that today. They get a talking point. I mean, Fox is getting to be unwatchable, although Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham. Yeah. And I think it was Tucker the other day who showed a series of clips from the mainstream media. They all had the same talking point. They all had the same, and it was all a lie.
Right.
And they did this all through the Russian collusion. Mm-hmm. I mean, these people are now learning psychological operations of misinformation and propaganda. And they're about as reliable as Joseph Goebbels was with his big lie.
Well, look how James O'Keefe caught him. You know, CNN and Zuckerberg. I mean, that is blatant, but that seems to be pretty typical with the establishment media today, does it not?
Yeah, well, I'm very proud of James O'Keefe. I've gotten to know him over the years, and he's a brilliant guy and courageous. And all he's doing is telling you the truth.
Exactly.
And it's the same feeling I have about watching these people at these hearings that Rudy Giuliani is holding, where they're telling the truth. I mean, mm-hmm. that one woman who was from India in the hearing where the representative was saying, "You're liars, you're all lying." She said, "Wait a minute, I took an affidavit." And mm-hmm. she said, you want me to do it? I'll take an oath right here."
Right.
That the problem is with the liars are the ones who change their stories, because they have to have memory to, you know, good mind memory to
exactly.
lie.
Mm-hmm.
You wake me up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you're going to get the same story from me, lady, because I'm telling you the truth.
Right.
Well, that was powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That made an impact. And
well, you also had the story of that the postal worker. He's shuffling off hundreds of thousands of ballots, you know, to from New York to Pennsylvania. What's all that about?
Well, and these people are just saying this is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't. I don't know what the law is. They can say to you, but this is not right.
Yes.
And they're desperate to tell somebody now. The Democrats thought they could get away with this because they thought they could get away with everything.
Mm-hmm.
They thought they could get away with Biden and Hunter Biden and stealing money out of Ukraine. And Hillary thought she'd get away with her server. And Barr's in there saying, well, we need, there's no proof of fraud. Well, what Barr is saying is there's no trial mm-hmm. that establishes someone who is guilty of fraud. But you don't need that. You don't need that to get into the Supreme Court. Supreme Court has decisions. John Richards has a decision, Abbott v. Perez, 2018. And he used voter data on a case involving gerrymandering of Latinos. You can introduce evidence which says, you know, I can prove to you that there's fraud going on this election. I can't tell you this guy's a criminal or that guy's a criminal. We don't have time for a trial.
Right.
Give me time, I'll go after those people.
Right.
But I can tell you there's fraud here, and it isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, the American people are going to agree. It isn't right. It isn't right.
And you even have non-politicos. I mean, in a couple cases, people weren't, you know, one guy didn't even vote. And another one was, he considered himself to be libertarian. You know, so he's not, you know, pro-Trump. He wasn't pro-Trump. He was just, you know, in what you're saying, and this is what we grew up with, even as little kids. I mean, at 2 years old, you figure out what's fair, right? And so here we are as adults, and we say, hey, this isn't fair. We've only got a little more than a minute here, Dr. Corsi, and I wanted to again address the book, How Trump Wins. Just summarize that real quick and tell everybody how they can be in touch with you and get their hands on this new ebook, How Trump Wins.
Trump Wins is an ebook, and it's on my CorsiNation.com website, CorsiNation.com. You can download it. You buy it very simply in the front page and download it. You get a confirmation with a link in it. You can have the book really as soon as you buy it. You get the confirmation you have the book by clicking that link.
Dr. Jerome Corsi has been our guest, New York Times best-selling author, and, of course, the founder and CEO of CorsiNation.com. Dr. Corsi, thank you as always. Appreciate the time. Take care. Godspeed.
Thank you. Godspeed. Thank you, Bill.
This is sponsored by Amazon. This holiday season, Amazon is delivering smiles to charities across the country with the help of celebrity partners Gabrielle Union and Ali Raisman. And it's easy for customers to join them in giving back. Kate Scarpa, Amazon spokesperson.
We're proud to support charities that have been impacted by the challenges of this year. And customers can also join us in giving back by shopping through Amazon Smile. By starting at smile.amazon.com, customers can find incredible holiday deals, low prices, and convenient shopping, with the added bonus that Amazon will donate a portion of their purchase price directly to the charity of their choice at no cost to them.
Customers can also donate items to charities directly at smile.amazon.com/charity lists, where nonprofits create wish lists of the items needed most. Additionally, shoppers can donate to Toys for Tots by saying, "Alexa, donate to Toys for Tots," or make a monetary donation to a charity of their choice by saying, "Alexa, I want to make a donation." Learn more and give back this season at smile.amazon.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's campaign legal effort to overturn the results of Nevada's presidential election will be decided Friday after Carson City District Court Judge James Russell said he wanted more time to review the evidence. Attorneys for the Trump campaign and defendants, which are basically the electors to cast the state's 6 electoral votes, to prepare for a proposed order by 10 a.m. Pacific on Friday. He said he wanted to give both sides enough time to potentially appeal to the Nevada Supreme Court. Evidence of voter fraud emerges in Georgia. Security video from State Farm Arena shows poll supervisors telling all observers to leave as counting was stopped for the night on election night. When the room was clear, 4 poll workers are seen pulling numerous suitcases from under tables stuffed with ballots. They then began counting the ballots without any supervisors or observers present. Georgia's governor now wants a signature audit of Georgia ballots. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And, you know, we're talking the latest tech gadgets now. You know, they always make great gifts, even for the impossible to shop for people on your list. And because technology is ever-changing, there's always something new and cutting-edge to wrap up for the holidays. With the season's hottest tech-giving ideas is the award-winning news and technology journalist. We're talking the tech expert herself. Andrea Smith is back with us. Andrea, how are we doing?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Always good to get caught up, and I'm so excited about all these latest tech gadgets that you have in your holiday bag. Tell us about it.
You know how much I love my tech gadgets, right?
Yes, I do.
I've always got new and fun things to talk about. And
I have.
Now,
I got to tell you, you've given me tech envy. You know that? I just want you to know that. Because you get, you're beta, you're the beta tester.
Honey, they you can see my dining room table.
I know, that's what we're talking about. I mean, I can only imagine all these new tech ideas that come your way that you get to review and everything like that. So that gives me tech envy. I want to be vulnerable with you and share that with you up front, okay?
Listen, I need someone to help me test them and set them up. So, I'm hiring.
Okay, anytime you need help, let me know.
Come on over.
All right.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about a couple of fun things because they're not only fun, but they're really super helpful right now, right? Because, you know, we've talked about this a lot, Bill. everyone's working from home, taking classes from home, and you really need a device to call your own. And the Samsung Galaxy Tab S7, I think, is the perfect tablet for both work and play because it's got PC processing power and a lightweight book cover keyboard for maximum productivity. You're really using it like a laptop. It's got the famed S Pen. It's got 5G support and all-day battery life. And then when you're ready to kick back and play games or stream videos, you'll get vibrant colors and immersive graphics on that upgraded AMOLED display, along with great-sounding audio from the Dolby Atmos Quad speakers. This is available in some awesome colors. I love the Mystic Bronze and Mystic Silver. And right now, through the holidays, it's $100 off through the end of the year. So definitely something worth looking at. And, you know, while we're all home, the other thing is give the gift of a new language. Rosetta Stone has 25 to choose from in a program that immerses you in the language with reading, writing, listening, and speaking exercises. Now, the speech recognition engine helps you with that proper pronunciation, and you'll master those commonly used phrases that you'll need for when we can all start traveling again, like, hello, where's the bathroom?
Exactly.
This is a great gift for any age. It works on computers and mobile devices.
Everybody wants to learn another language, don't they? I mean, it seems that every year, that's a part of the New Year's resolution is I've got to learn another language.
And you know what? Now you're home, it's easy to do, and there is no excuse not to.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's talk about I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, if ever there was a time to do it, right now you can get a lifetime subscription for $189, lifetime, and you can learn all 25 languages in that lifetime.
Wow, yeah, that's a little bit more than Melania these days, I think. You know, she's only at 13, so she... We might see her on the Rosetta, you know, gift list, but what can we do? Hey, let's talk about your go-to gadget for the tech lovers this season.
Yeah, so entertainment, right? I mean, what have we been doing in these past 9 months? Gaming, entertainment, streaming, video games have been keeping people entertained at home. And the next generation PlayStation 5 console is finally here, so I've got some new adventure games for either PS5 or PS4. Now, Sackboy, A Big Adventure, brings back PlayStation hero Sackboy in an all-new 3D title with deeply immersive and expressive gameplay. I love this little guy. Mm-hmm. And The Last of Us Part 2 is the highly anticipated follow-up to the single-player action game. It blends thrilling gameplay, masterful storytelling. Video games from PlayStation are going to be a great gift idea.
Wow.
And when you're gaming, you'll want a headset that sounds great and feels great. So check out these wireless gaming headsets from Lucid Sound. The LS15 series is what you should look at. They've got amazing sound. They've got up to a 15-hour rechargeable battery. They're super comfortable over-the-ear headphones, which is really important to me. They've got dual mics to ensure that clear chat with your squad, and you can control your audio and chat options right on the ear cup. These are affordable gaming headsets. They're made for the current and next-gen PlayStation and Xbox gaming consoles, and this is just a great gift idea for the gamer in your life.
Yeah, those over-the-ear headphones are awesome. I mean, they really keep you focused on the game and keep the ambient noise where it needs to stay, ambient, and away from, messing up the latest great move that you have, when you're in the middle of your game, right?
Yeah, and they sound great. And you know what? One other thing I really like about these, they've got a removable, flexible boom mic. So if you want the mic, you just attach it on, and it's the mic that comes out, you know, so you're talking right into it. And if you don't want it, you can detach it. So it really gives you those personalization options.
Right. Well, as you say, a lot of us spending more time at home, and I know for some of the kids, they've probably had it up to here with education, but look at, you got to maximize the time, and yes, we're having fun gaming, but also redeem some of that time, and let's up your game a little bit here when it comes to education. So what are your top picks for an educational gift?
Well, educational gifts, you know, I'm always all about STEM, anything that teaches kids to be to think a little bit more critically. Mm-hmm. There are some great titles out there from a company called Osmo. There's Lego. All of those really instill that critical thinking and teaching kids that there's not just a right and wrong, that there's different ways to try, that, you know, it's not just fail or succeed. And that's what kids are going to need to succeed in the coming generation when they kind of make their way into the workforce.
You know, Andrea, I'm glad you brought that up, critical thinking. I mean, this has been absent, you know, from our culture lately. And I know some of the kids are going to start to, you know, connect with critical thinking and realize just how natural it is and how powerful critical thinking is, you know, for their future, right?
It is. And, you know, I talk to a lot of tech companies. I write a lot about hiring skills in tech. And I find that every one of them says to me, if you can think outside, if you can think, well, wait a minute, maybe there's more than one way to do this correctly. Maybe I'll try this, and if I fail, it fails, but I've learned something. That's what companies are looking for. It's really no longer memorizing, you know, 1917 was the year of the Russian Revolution. Don't even ask me why I know that, because I memorized it.
Right.
It's more about being able to think strategically and critically and not just rote memorization and right and wrong.
Exactly. And look at, I think these are going to be some of the takeaways that we get, you know, as a result of COVID. I'm optimistic. My dad always said I was the most optimistic of his children. And I always look at any kind of opportunities like this as opposed to not being an absolute disaster, but being as an opportunity. And I think that we're getting some, you know, great testimonials from people who are thinking outside the box, just like you said. Let's talk about some other great tech gift ideas that you have up your sleeve, because I know you always hold back some to the very end. You just do that to me.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm thinking categories, right? Again, mm-hmm. We're home. Smart home tech, you know, whether you are, I don't want to say her name, an Alexa person, because it set off mine as well as everybody else's, or a Google Home, you know, those kind of smart voice assistants are super helpful in the house. I mean, I use mine all the time, and it's really not just, you know, for asking silly questions and setting kitchen timers. I mean, you can have it read an audiobook to you. You can, you know, control a smart home. Those are the kinds of things that people are looking for to add another dimension. There's the new ones from Nest that have great sounding music. They fit into your decor. So smart home devices are certainly a category that a lot of people are shopping for.
Well, Andrea Sadley, we got to wrap things up. Parting is sweet sorrow, as always, as they say. She's the award-winning news and technology journalist. Where can they go for more information, Andrea Smith?
D6news.com/holidaytech. And I surely hope that I get to speak to you again before the holidays.
Me as well. Looking forward to it, Andrea. Take care. Happy holidays to you.
Thanks, Bill.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. How do you select the right investment platform for your needs? The many choices of online brokerages can seem overwhelming, especially with many now offering $0 trades. Matt Galeen, head of Consumer Client Management, Consumer Banking and Investments at Bank of America, shares tips from Merrill for finding the right investing platform that provides more benefits for you, your financial goals, and your values.
If you're planning to take a more active role in managing your investments, choose a financial services firm that delivers a personalized investing experience with user-friendly tools, insights, and educational resources tailored to your financial interests. Additionally, consider firms that provide comprehensive environmental, social, and governance offerings, otherwise known as impact or ESG investing, to help you align your portfolio to your values. With the right investment platform, you can gain more confidence to help achieve your goals throughout your financial journey.
For more, visit MerrillEdge.com. Impact investing and or environmental, social, and governance, ESG investing, involves additional risk. Merrill Lynch Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated is a registered broker-dealer member SIPC and a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America. Banking products are provided by Bank of America North America, member FDIC, and a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America Corporation. Investment products are not FDIC insured, they are not bank guaranteed, and they may lose value.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Are you looking for a job because you got laid off because of the coronavirus? Most veterans think that the GI Bill can only be used for college, but that's not true. It can also be used for retraining programs. So if you're out of work and looking for a new career, go to the VA.gov and look at the GI Bill benefits. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to be talking YouTube right now because, you know, with all the home time and screen time, especially that our kids are involved with, it's incredible. Did you know that nearly 2 billion, that's B like in Bill, the users watch YouTube's constantly expanding video library every single day. Among its most ardent users, as I mentioned, are tween and teen boys. In fact, studies show that they spend more time in this entertainment arena than any other, including video games. Adam Holtz is with us from PluggedIn.com and Focus on the Family. Hey, Mr. Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You and I rarely, because on Mondays we're always talking about other things, movies particularly,
yeah,
and certainly faith, politics, and things like that. But this particular topic is of growing interest, and this is YouTube. I mean, and this is the thing, again, Plugged In offers so much, and there's such a resource for families and, you know, whether it has to do with movies and video games and, you know, what's on your DVD and now with YouTube. And I do want to mention before we get down the road, because, you know, not that you and I ever get talking so much that we forget the important things, right? Because we always make sure that we dot the I's and cross the T's, is that if you would like to have a weekly review sent to your inbox, Adam and the team are happy to comply. And all you got to do is go to PluggedIn.com, hit the subscribe button. You'll give them all the needed information and reviews of, you know, movies, DVDs, YouTube, and all this other things that Plugged In has become famous for will be available to you right there every week, right?
That is correct. We send that email out every Friday. You know, back in the day, a long time ago, it seems like now, these things called movies used to come out on Fridays. Well, then they... most of them moved to Thursdays, and now in our coronavirus age, they could come out anytime. They come out on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Fridays and Sundays. So, but we are still doing our very best to keep everyone on that list and everyone who comes to our site very much in the know with, you know, the hottest stuff that's out there that is making a buzz and generating interest.
Well, you do such a great job for us, you know, especially for families that are mindful and they want to make sure they want, you know, they know what their kids are watching. You know, talk about being the flow of the know. I mean, with all the information that our kids are bombarded with, you know, hey, it's hard to figure out if, you know, they're getting their homework done or if they're even showing up for dinner, much less all these other things, right?
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, my son's not getting his homework done because I got a letter from his teacher yesterday. You know, it is a challenging time right now with the vast majority of kids are doing some kind of distance learning or my kids are doing distance a couple days a week and then, a hybrid in class. But our kids are on screens. You know, the screen time challenge as parents was big enough and hard enough before we all got sent home, and there was some research recently that showed that screen time usage is up 50%. I mean, that almost seems mathematically impossible, right?
Right. Yes, exactly.
But we now have kids getting 10, 12, 14 hours a day.
Now you got to check on your kids to make sure they're sleeping because they're
sleeping.
Right. They're in front of the screen, right?
No, that's right. I mean, the last conversation I have with my 14-year-old every night is, all right, when are you wrapping up this session of Fortnite? So, you know, and I share that by way of just being real, you know, just because we're trying to help other people doesn't mean that, you know, I in particular am not facing exactly the same challenges. And one of the new challenges or new opportunities or just new things that has emerged, as you mentioned, was YouTube. And that has come about since 2004 when YouTube first showed up, 2005. And obviously it has just exploded. There are hundreds of thousands of videos that are being uploaded every single minute. It's actually, it's staggering how much content there is out there. But just like everything else, even with tons of content, some stuff rises to the top. It catches hold. It hits critical mass and kids know about it. And so what we're trying to do with these YouTube reviews is a little bit different than our movie reviews. Like when you watch a movie, you've got a self-contained two-hour story and we can detail every bit of content that you're going to find there. Well, if somebody's had a YouTube channel for 10 years and they have 3,000 videos, we're not going to watch all 3,000 videos. But we'll watch, you know, 8 or 10 scattered over the length of the time that they've been on and try to give parents a representative sampling of what they might expect to find. So if you've got a young Fortnite enthusiast and they want to know about Ninja, you know, who's Ninja? Why are we talking about Ninja? You know, that would be an example of the kind of thing that we could find. Actually, we haven't done Ninja yet, but he is on the list to cover soon.
Right.
So, obviously, we're not going to be able to cover every single thing that's out there. But if it's hot and buzzworthy and generating interest among kids, we will be picking that off and adding to our list of things that we've reviewed each week.
Well, the thing is, and the other deal is that you end up, this is so dynamic. So, you know, like you say, this is changing every second. I mean, this was, this kind of blew my mind when I realized that you got 2 billion users watching YouTube constantly, every day. I mean, I'm thinking 2 billion over a month. No, this is every day.
Yeah. No, it's just a part of the fabric of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it is dynamic. And so, we are certainly taking a snapshot and we're taking a snapshot of the, you know, you talk about the 1%. We might do the, you know, top hundredth of a percent of YouTube users, but those people are exerting enormous influence. I mean, some of the biggest ones have 100 million followers.
Wow.
You know, if you're, if you're not in, you know, deep into YouTube culture, you have no idea who PewDiePie is, but here's a guy who started reviewing video games and now has 100 million people turning into his channel. It's almost incomprehensible. And so, you know, my son and I were at a gaming store recently, and there was an event there. And my son said, oh, there's one of my favorite YouTubers. So these are the new celebrities of the culture we're living in, and we want to give parents a leg up just at least with sort of the bare minimum basics they need to know about this world.
So who's good, who's bad? PewDiePie, I guess, is he okay? Or it just depends on what game he's reviewing.
I mean, he definitely has some profanity and some, you know, there's some content issues there. And that's the thing is we want to help you know what the good ones are. And one of the good ones is Dude Perfect, who I'm sure you have probably heard of.
Absolutely. Dude Perfect. I know of Dude Perfect.
So we want to give parents some good things to know about, although that one may be one that people were already familiar with. But, you know, they started back in 2009 with a trick shot basketball video, and it got 200,000 views in its first week. And now it's been viewed, you know, 40 million times. It's got 11.7 billion views on the internet. And of course, they have millions and millions of followers. And it's created a brand and an empire. And that's the interesting thing about this medium is some of these guys and gals who got in early managed to carve out a niche and they really have become media empires unto themselves.
That's amazing. And then of course they're generating income based on the volume of viewers, right?
Yeah, I read somewhere, and this has been probably at least a year ago, that Ninja was making $500,000 a month, you know, streaming.
$500,000 a month? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, once again, Bill, it comes to my realization far too late that we made the wrong choices in life, you know? We should have been playing video games earlier and filming ourselves doing it.
Exactly. I know. And then the parents are now saying, come on, make it $600,000 a month. Stay on the video game.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
No, that's right. But the thing is, the other thing that's happening is it's changing our nature of celebrity in the culture. Like when you and I were growing up, maybe, you know, at least momentarily, we had aspirations of being a movie star or a rock star. But, the narrative was always, you know, the kid from the Midwest packs up his bag and gets on a bus and goes to Los Angeles.
Right.
Well, you don't have to do that now. You got to go to your basement and have a camera and have a hook. And there's this possibility that you could be an internet phenomenon. You can be an influencer. You can be a star. Now, the reality
they're doing it on their own. It's not like there's somebody who's met. I mean, they just have, you know, come up with some brilliant idea that, you know, catches fire here.
Right. No, that's right. But the reality is the odds are just about as long. I mean, there's so many voices competing for attention that we need to help our kids understand. Even though it seems like celebrity might be more democratized now and more within our grasp, it really isn't. And that doesn't mean you can't have a YouTube channel and you can't have some videos. And who knows? You know, maybe it takes off. But we still have to steer our kids through that temptation because if you look at the most recent list of what things kids want to be when they grow up, YouTube influencer or social media influencer is right at the top of the list.
Exactly. This is amazing, you know, what this has been able to do. And like you say, it's all about options. I mean, when you and I were growing up, what kind of options did we have? You know, maybe go play baseball, basketball.
I drove up and down the street. You know, I went and got in my mom's car and drove around to see if anybody else was out.
Right, exactly. And this is when you were 12 years old, just to get attention, you know, so.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, because you can do it in Iowa. California, they get a little upset with you.
All right, they get upset with you out there.
No, but clearly the options that are available to these kids today are exponential. I mean, it's like, what are parents to do?
Right, and that's why we exist. We want to be your one-stop shop for the things you really need to know about and to equip you to think about stuff because we won't necessarily review everything, but if you know how to engage with it, you know, you've got to step up in terms of your intentionality and your ability to engage with your child on that.
So PluggedIn.com is where you want to go. Adam Holtz, of course, the director of Plugged In. He's with us every week. And in some weeks, like this week, we get him twice, and this is always good. And to talk about YouTube, this is really fascinating stuff. And for parents that want to be in the flow and the know, PluggedIn.com, that's where you want to go. Adam, as always, appreciate it, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
God bless.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. when grocery stores run empty or disasters strike. Our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.